Shalom to all. Today's office in Yerushalayim, Ma'ikot, Daf Yud Zayin. We are starting Tes Zayin Omer Beis on the bottom line with the words Harish Lamelichin. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Meim Sar Bats Biaka Moshe Hernish Amos should have an Aliyah. And we can be discussing when Avela starts. The Gemara tells us Harish Lamelichin Arsa Makom Makom. Let's say they bring the mace from one place to another, meaning where he died. They're not burying him. They're taking him to a different place, different city, Beis Hakvaras. Yud Zayin Malach on top can go in Ilin to cover him with Beis Sharei, like these people burying Beis Sharei, which is Beis Sharim. Seemingly this was a place where people would be brought from other areas to be buried. So when does Avela start? Isayin Tanya those that teach that Elu Shikan when Mishal. Mace, the ones that are still here, meaning the ones that didn't follow the mace out, they're going to start keeping avelos from when the mace was taken away. Ve'elu shesham, but the ones that are over there, meaning they escorted the mace and they're by the burial, men mishias to magailo, they start doing sheva from when they're stimas agailo, from when the grave is covered. Whereas Istar and Tanya, those that teach, elu ve'elu, men mishias to magailo, both of them, meaning even the ones that stayed back and they didn't follow the mace to the actual kvura, they're still only going to start counting their avelos from stimas agailo. Nerub Simon says, Rishim Rishub and Levi, hakala el-chachar gadol mishpacha, everything goes after the gadol ha-mishpacha. We had this before, meaning the most chashuv, the most important one in the mishpacha. Could be the oldest, could be not, but everything goes after him wherever he is. Now, Yaakov Racha says, "B'shem Rav Asi l'chomrin." This is l'chomra. Clarification: Ma l'chomrin? What does that mean? L'chomra. The answer is: Im ha'gadol mishpacha kan. If the gadol mishpacha is over here, he didn't follow the mace. Elu shekan when mishatz ha'mace. So the ones that are here with the gadol mishpacha, they start avelos from when the mace is taken away. The elu shesham when mishis tamagayol. And the ones that are there, they start only after stimas hagayol, after the grave is covered. Whereas im ha'gadol mishpacha sham. If the gadol mishpacha goes there, he's at the kavura. So then elu ve'elu when mishis tamagayol. These and those, meaning even the ones that stayed back, they have to wait for the Gadol Mishpacha, and so they're also only going to start by Stimas HaGailal. Kadok Gamliel Zuga, like this person Gamliel Zuga, Dom Chasachase, his sister passed away. Zalak Hil Achua Ime, Hil, his brother, went up. He was part of the Kvura, and Armelir of Manor. Manor told him, Mekim Shad Gadol Mishpacha, since you're the Gadol Mishpacha, Kate Salah Gavar Choch, when you go to your brother, Havishal Sandalach, then you should remove your shoes. We'll get to you with another din, somewhat similar. Harishon Fan Nosemi Kever Lekever. Let's say they're moving him from one Kever to another, meaning they buried him, and they decide to move him to a different kever for whatever reason. So it's turned to those that teach Mishias Magal Rishon. Avela starts from Stimas Hagoyal of the first kever, whereas it's turned to Mishias Magal Hasheni. There's those that teach that Avela starts by the second Stimas Hagoyal, meaning the new and final burial plot. Rav Yonah Havali Ovdor of Yonah had this situation. Shalav Chanani Chavin Drabonon. He asked Rav Chanani, the colleague of the Rabbanon, what he's supposed to do. So Ramal, he told him, Mishias Magal Rishon, you start from Stimas Hagoyal of the first burial. Rav Yirmi Havali Ovdor. Rav Yirmi had a situation. Shal Rab Zaira, he asked Rab Zaira. And Shal Rab Zaira, Rab Ami, Rab Zaira asked Rab Ami. Amrle, he told him, Mishias Magal Hasheni. Avela starts from Stimas Hagoyal by the second burial. And Asla Gabe, he came back to him. Amrle, he told him, L'chomra Harilach, he paskin for you L'chomra, because really supposed to start counting just from Stimas Goyal Rishon, but by him saying you should start from Goyal Hasheni means in essence that you're really just continuing the Avelos for another 7 days after Stimas Goyal Hasheni. Rav Yen, Rav Yosef train Amrin, both of them say, Hadadat to Amar b'saych Sheva. This is only if the body was being moved during the Sheva. For example, the person died and was buried on Sunday, and then they moved the body on Tuesday. So that's in the middle of the Sheva. Then we have this discussion, Aval Acher Sheva, but if they ended up moving the body after the Shiva, they move the body sometime the next week, Kvar Avra Oivel, they've already passed, and then restart Shiva again from Stimas Goyal Sheni. Another Din Mishanasu Datil Fanoisai is also only when they had in mind that they're going to move it, meaning when they buried him the first time, they knew that they were going to move the body to a different grave. Avol Imloy Nasan Datil Fanoisai, but they never had in mind to move the body, and something came up, and for whatever reason, they decide to move it in the middle. So then everyone agrees with Mishistam Goyal Rishon that they count only from Stimas Goyal Rishon, not after they moved it to the second burial. Kadag Gamliel de Knusei, like Gamliel the Elder, Kavruna Bersai Gabayin, the people of Bursai, they buried him near them. He must have passed away over there. And then Basar Tosa Yamin, after just 3 days, Emulchan Machazu Yosei, they decide to return him back to the place where he came from. And Asim Mishal and Reb Simon, they came to ask Reb Simon what they're supposed to do, meaning this is the relatives. How are they supposed to be with Shiva? Do they just continue counting another 4 days, or do they have to restart their count because now the body is being moved? So Emulchan Reb Simon, Mishim Yishu Belevi, Mikim Shalin Echtam Daitcham Lufanoisai, since you never had in mind to move him, and only now that discussion came up, Mishista Magal Rishon, so Avela starts just from the first burial, not from the second one. Another story, Yeshua Achid Dorai Havali Ovda, Yeshua, the brother of Dorai, he had the situation, also Shal Ravo, he came and asked Ravo, Amrle, he told him, Mishistam Gael Hasheni, you start counting from Stimas Gael Hasheni. Now Amrle, Riyakab Racha told Ravo, Imcha Yisi, I was with you, Ushal Nisa Ravod Mim Chaifa, we asked this question to Ravodma from Chaifa, and Amr, he said, Mishistam Gael Rishon, you count from Stimas Gael Rishon from the first burial, not from the second one. So Amrle responded, Anole Shamis, I didn't hear that, but in Shamis, Paik Vahirai, if you heard that, great, so then you can go out and paskin that. Now the Gemara asks, Minayil Evil Minatar Sheva, how do we know from the Torah that Avelos is 7 days? Even though Avelos is really Drabanon, the question is, where's the smach? Where do we see this somewhere represented in the Torah? So first, the Gemara quotes a pasuk by Yosef. It says, "Vayasla of Avel Shivas Yomim." He did for his father, for Yaakovinu, and Avelos is 7 days. Ask the Gemara, "Maiden Davar Kedel Matan Torah." Can we learn from something that happened before Matan Torah? This is with Yaakov and Yosef. It's before Matan Torah. We can't learn from that. Rabbi Yaakov Racha B'Shem Rabbi Zayir Shamalam Adal. He hears from the following. The pasuk tells us, "By Hakamas Hamishkan Upesach Ayl Ma'ateshu Yomim V'Layla Shivas Yomim," and by the entrance of the Ma'ate, you shall sit day and night for 7 days. 7 days, is what Aaron and the Kohanim were told. Ushmartem es mishmeres Hashem. You shall guard the guarding of Hashem. Now, what's the guarding of Hashem that they're guarding? Kashem sheshimer kosh baruch hu alam yisheva. Just like Hashem was shomer on his world for 7 days, kachatem shimro alachichem sheva. So that you should guard over your brother 7 days. Now, this guarding over the brothers, right now we're understanding, is a preemptive avelos for Nadav and Avihu, who ended up dying on the last day of Akamas HaMishkan. So right now we're understanding that they were told to sit shiva, do the mishmeres Hashem for 7 days beforehand, which is the 7 days of Akamas HaMishkan. And we just continue, minayin sheshimer kosh baruch hu alam yisheva. How do we know that kosh baruch hu was shomer on his world 7? And that's because the pasuk tells us, vayihi l'shivas hayamim, it was at the end of the 7 days, umei ha'mabul hayah al aretz, and the waters of the mabul came onto the ground. As we see that Hashem, so to speak, sat shiva for the world 7 days before the mabul started, and that's what Aaron and his sons were doing 7 days before the death of Nadav and Avihu. Ask the Gemara, misalbum kam shomes hames, do we do avelos before the person actually died? So the answer is no. Ella abasar v'dam she'ein yodea ma'asad liyos, abasar v'dam, a regular person, human, flesh and blood, he doesn't know what's going to be in the future, so ain't misalbum shomes hames. He's only able to keep avelos once the person dies. Avakosh baruch hu she'yodea ma'asad liyos, Hashem knows what's going to be, so shimer alalam etchila, he was shimer on the world first, again, which we're understanding that means he, so to speak, sat shiva for 7 days before the mabul. However, is by Maimer, that those that explain this differently, that elu shivi yumei evloi shel mesushalach hatzadik, these 7 days before the mabul was avelos for mesushalach, who's a tzadik, he had passed away then, as Hashem actually delayed the mabul for 7 days because he was sitting shiva, if you will, for mesushalach. Now we have another sheet of where avelos comes from. Amar Rishah, he tells us that when Aaron was told not to leave the entrance of the oil mayor by Kamas HaMishkan, the explanation for that is as follows. The pasuk says, ki shemen mishchas Hashem aleichem, because the shemen mishchas Hashem, the anointing oil of Hashem, is on you. What do we learn from here? Kishem shen servisim b'shemen ha-mishcha kol shiva, the same way that all 7 days of Akamas HaMishkan, they were anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, kachatem shimru alechichem kol shiva, you shall be shem, you shall guard over your brother, meaning you shall sit shiva for your brother 7 days, and that's where shiva is learned from. Nerovos says Shemir Yechanan, a different limud, when Miriam got saras, and Aaron came to Moshe to ask him to daven for her, he said, al natihi kemes, she shouldn't be like a mace. And Moshe's response, based off of Hashem, was, tisager, she has to be quarantined for 7 days. So we see this lashon of mace and 7 days. Yudanove is on top, what do we learn from here? Pay attention to the little gears to switch. Ma yimei hezger shiva, af yimei hames shiva. Just when a person gets saras and he becomes a mitzayra musgar, the kain puts him away for 7 days to see what the developments of the mitzayra are. So that's for 7 days. So that when there's a mace that's avelos, it's going to be 7 days. Nachad berabi amar hadad rabbi yechonon kumi rabbi shem lakesh. There was one berabi, which means chash v'tam chacham. He said this pshat rabbi yechonon in front of reish lakesh. V'loy kam alay, reish lakesh didn't accept it. Why? Because amar he said hacha avelala hezger v'hachu avela hechlet. Over here in this pshat that you just told me, rabbi yechonon's taking this pasuk and he's comparing it to hezger, a mitzayra musgar. Whereas in a different place, he compares it to mitzayra muchlet. Where is this? The pasuk says, "Al nati kameis." What do we learn from here? May me hameis ain't an island. Af yemei hechlet ain't an island. That just like when a nazir becomes tamei meis, so those days that he's tamei meis don't count for him. Actually, he has to restart the entire naziros. Same thing when he becomes a mitzayra muchlet. Those days that he's a mitzayra, even though they don't contradict his entire naziros, he doesn't have to restart it. But all the days that he is tamei as mitzayra muchlet, that doesn't count as his naziros. He just picks up where he left off after he becomes tahar. Bottom line, as we see from here, the Rabbi Yechonon takes his very same pasuk and compares it to Mitzayr Mukhlat. So that's why Reish Lakish didn't like his earlier Joshua, because he was comparing it to Mitzayr Musgar of 7 days. And we get to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Chiyah, say B'Shem Rishim and Lakish, and Revo, quoting Rabbi Yisim and Chanina, says B'Shem Rishim and Lakish, the pasuk says, V'yismu yimei b'chi evel Moshe. And they concluded the days of crying of the Avelos of Moshe. Now right beforehand, the pasuk tells us, V'yivku b'nei Yisrael as Moshe b'arvis Mayav shloshim yayim, that the B'nei Yisrael cried for Moshe and arvis Mayav for 30 days. So we see that the entire Avelos period for Moshe was 30 days. But now we're going to be darshaning this end part of the pasuk, yimei b'chi evel. What's that referring to? So as the Gemara says, Yemei Sheva, when it says the days, that's referring to 7 days of Avelos. Then when it says Bechi Shnayim, that's referring to the 2 days of crying, which is the first 2 days of Avelos. And when it says Avel, that's referring to Shloishem, the general 30 days of Avelos. As the Machalfin, those that switch it around. That when the Pasuk says Yemei, that's Shnayim, that's two, because Yemei means days, and that's plural, and the minimum of plural is two. So Yemei is referring to the first 2 days of Avelos. Bechi is Shiva, that's 7 days of Avelos, and Avel is Shloishem. Rabbi Yana quoting Rabbi Chiyah B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Lakesh, and Rabbi Yana of Rabbi Chiyah, Vir B'Shem Lakesh, saying B'Shem Yudin Asiyah, another source of Avelos of 7 days, the Pasuk tells us, V'afachi chagechem le'evel, and I'm going to turn your chag into Avelos. What do we learn from here? Ma'ameh chag sheva, afimeh oevel sheva, just like chag yomtif is 7 days, so to Avelos is 7 days. Now, Amar Amil Rabbi Chiyah Barva, oi, why don't we say as follows? Ma'ameh chag shmoina, just like Sukkis is 8 days, afimeh oevel shmoina, maybe Avelos is 8 days. So I'm going to respond to him, Shmini reglof ne'atzmaihu, Shmini atzeres, which is the 8th day of Sukkis, that's really its own yomtif, so that can't be counted as part of the whole yomtif. So he responded, oi, maybe why don't we say as follows? Just like Shavuos is 1 day, so maybe Avelos should be just 1 day. He responded to him, you're right. From here we have a source of Shmur Rechaika, which means a person heard that one of his close relatives passed away, but it was Rechaik. It was a very long time after they had passed away, so then they only have to to keep avelos for one day. And Tony, can we have a breast like this? Shmua kriva yeshla shiva ushlaishem. If a person had a shmua, but it was karev, it was very close to when the relative had passed away, so then he has to observe the entire shiva and shlaishem. But urchaika, if it was a shmua urchaika, it was already a long time afterwards. Ein la shiva ushlaishem, there's no shiva and shlaishem. Now we say, Tony, those that teach shmua kriva besek shlaishem urchaika la acha shlaishem, the shmua kriva means it was within 30 days of the person's death, and urchaika means it's after 30 days after the person passed away. Whereas Tony, those that teach the shmua kriva besek shnei masar chaydash urchaika la acha shnei masar chaydash, shmua kriva means it's within 12 months of the person's passing. The person hears the relative passed away, even if it was 11 and a half months later, they would have to keep shiva and shloishim, and it's only if they heard beyond 12 months, then that's considered ruchayka. However, the halacha is like the one who says that shmua kriva is within 30 and ruchayka is after 30. That's because we're always makel when it comes to halachas avelos. Continuing with the discussion, a person heard on yomtiv the one of his close relatives that passed away, and loy speaking, you may regalotes acheshom leshloishim. The yomtiv didn't have a chance to pass and was ready 30 days. In other words, let's say he heard on the second day of Chol Moed that his close relative passed away, and that was day 28. 2 days later, on the fourth day of Chol Moed, is day 30, and Yom Tov is still not finished, so he's not able to observe Avelos. What does he do after Yom Tov? Does he observe Avelos Sheva Ushloishim? Because at the end of the day, he did hear before the Shloishim was up, or maybe since he wasn't able to actually observe the Avelos when he heard it, so perhaps after Yom Tov, it's considered like a brand new Shmua, and that's ready after Shloishim, and so he's not going to keep regular Avelos. So Chavrei Amri, the Chum Beis Medrash said, since he heard within 30 days, minus Sheva L'Achar Shloishim, he's going to do full Sheva, even though it's after 30 days. Whereas Amar Lein Rabbi Yosi, basically told them, since he heard when he wasn't able to observe Avelos, it's as if he heard after Shloishim, and only keeps one day. Now, very similar, let's say you heard a Shmua Kriva on Shabbos, but that happened to be the last day, and already after Shabbos on Sunday, that's already beyond, and it's technically considered Shmua Chayka. What does he do? Doesn't make a difference. He tears Kriya the next day, and he does full Avelos. Whereas Amar Chananya, he tells us, Ein Misabel, he doesn't keep Avelos. Now, this is mashma that even though he's not going to keep Avelos, he's still going to do Kriya because he's only arguing on the Avelos part. So Ramana asked him, Yesh Kriya Bala Evil, is there such a thing as tearing Kriya without being in Avelos? And the answer is that yes. Shekeno Aval Imai, regarding a person's father or mother specifically, Afiul La'achar Kama, even after a very long time, Chayv L'Kriya, a person has to do Kriya. In this referring situation, when his parents died, he wasn't able to tear Kriya either because he was wearing a borrowed garment, so it wasn't his, you can't tear it, or because his garment was so torn and ripped, you can't tear Kriya on such a garment, and he only ended up getting a garment which was his or that wasn't ripped way later, a very significant time afterwards. Doesn't make a difference, he still has to tear Kriya, even though there's no Avelos. So we do see such a concept. Now another din, Rabbi Vos says, Afilu Tfeila L'Tfeila, Asur B'Teglachas, even somebody who's connected to a connection, he's Asur to take a haircut. This is referring to not the Avel himself, but somebody who, if that Avel had passed away, that other person would have to send Avelos. For example, grandfather, father, and grandchild. So the grandchild passed away, and the father's in Avelos. The grandfather, even though he's not in Avelos because it's his grandchild, he still's not allowed to take a haircut because he has to be in Avelos, and that's really just to show kavod for the real Avel. Kadar of Mana, Havbi Kesaron, Sagar one of Mana was in Kesaron, Shalom the Domach Barbare, he heard that his grandson was Nifter, but also was Sapar, he went and he got a haircut. So Armalay, they asked him, Loikan Alfan Rebbe, didn't you teach us, Afil Tfela Betfela, Asr Betiglachas, that even if you're a connection to a connection, you're still not allowed to take a haircut. So why are you getting a haircut? You're the grandfather of the deceased. So Armalay, he told them, Binu the Haman Gabe, that's only if he's with him. But I wasn't with him. Again, that's because even though he doesn't have a chiv to keep Avelos, it's only proper kavod to the relative who is in Avelos, so that's where you're not allowed to take a haircut. But since he wasn't with his son, he was allowed to get a haircut. As I'm similar, Vodmi Bartuvi says, even a relative of a relative, he also has to tear kriya. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss other practices and chiyuvim of Avelos during that first week during Shiva. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.